Welcome to Fox Footy Live in this strange new world we're living in, where all three of us have been homeschooling this morning, Mr. Brown and Mr. Rewalt. What was on your curriculum?
Great to be here. I didn't rush home after breakfast radio this morning, so I knew what was on the curriculum. It was homeschooling, and I was the maths teacher in my household and trying to teach my 10-year-old daughter the Sydney train timetables. Timetable was difficult when... You know, not a great star when she couldn't work out how long it was going to take for the 6:11 train to get to the next station, which landed at that platform at 6:22. So trying to work out the maths between
that. Nice to darling Olivia.
So the steam was coming out the ears when all she wanted to do was go out the back and kick the footy. So I thought, come on, Liv, let's just concentrate for an hour, get through this together. We both want to be out there kicking the footy, but... We've got to get through the maths.
Not sure
you wouldn't understand
them. Not sure the wisdom of you you teaching maths, Brownie. James starts the day with meditation. He's in prep, and
Well,
we tried to do it this morning, and they meditate for 10 minutes to start the day. We were 25 seconds in, and the boys were in headlocks.
Oh, nice
wrestling
nice.
On the floor. So we're off to a rough start. We're only the second day in.
Mate, he's got it easy, hasn't he? He's got a great prepper as his eldest. You don't have to homeschool. Surely you're not homeschooling.
Well, we're being responsible. You've
got to fill the time somehow,
conquer.
Divide
and conquer at the moment. I've got control of the younger two while the homeschooling takes place, and that's upstairs in a quiet space, and we're just getting through. Like everyone else out there, we're just trying to get through.
I can tell the look on my wife's face when I got home at 10 o'clock this morning. She was about to tuck into her first glass of rosé, I think. Just the thought of homeschooling for the rest of the week, Sarah. So I know there's plenty of nervous families out there, plenty of nervous mums out there of the thought of and the prospect of homeschooling. But anyway, we'll get through this together.
We know spanking in schools are a thing of the past. I think spanking's back now. Now that we're into homeschooling.
Teachers really do a marvellous job. I think we're all going to be appreciating it a little bit more than ever. We're trying to laugh and find any humour and any fun we can at the moment because... Well, yesterday was probably the darkest day in our code's history, Nick. Black Monday, and so many good people, so many hardworking people stood down from the game for the time being. It's hard to wrap your head around how we got to this point.
Yeah, and some of those stories and conversations are starting to filter through. When you've been in footy as long as we all have, it's inevitable that when changes like this occur, and they are unprecedented changes, that you're going to know people that have suffered the ultimate fate, losing jobs,
losing
livelihoods.
You spoke to anyone yet that's lost their job?
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of people, and it's heartbreaking. And footy's always been a microcosm of society, we know that. So this is reflecting exactly what's going on outside the football world. But when you know the personal stories and you know their families as well and the pressure this is going to put on a lot of people, that's what makes footy great is the people, and in times like this, that's what makes it so.
They expecting to get their jobs back? Do you think
it's uncertainty, it's unknown. I mean, some conversations have been had around what it might look like, and it's a stand down, not a termination indefinitely. But we don't know how far the goalposts are going to move over the next 2 months at least until footy comes back.
I think that's the greatest thing, Sarah.
Brownie, people know that coaches and players are very well paid and that they have a good income, but there are so many people at football clubs that aren't well paid and financially wouldn't have been set up with a buffer to be able to handle this.
The greater majority, let's be honest, in footy clubs, and that includes the membership teams, the sales teams, all that. So the greater majority are on normal wages, you know, $50,000, $60,000. So like a lot of society in the community, we only read about the coaches and the players mainly and the higher executives. So the anxiety comes in the unknown of not knowing when we're starting again. That is the great. If we all knew that we were guaranteed that we're starting back football in June, when I say we, as in the football industry, people in clubland, that would alleviate a lot of the stress, the anxiety. But no one can sit here and definitively say, yeah, we're playing in June or July or August or September. No one really knows. And that's where the anxiety is coming from.
Do you think that's why... And it's easy to second guess in hindsight. We only got one game away, and halfway through the round, they'd already called it off. But because now we actually see what it looks like, what the fallout looks like, that it was absolutely the right thing to do to forge ahead before we had any, because we still don't have a positive case in the AFL.
So
round one, the right thing to do at the time.
I think so. I think the feeling was that they could maybe squeeze out 2 or 3 weeks. And I really think behind the scenes that the federal government wanted them to play. I don't think that's come out. I think Gill's worn a bit of heat, and I think the commission had pushed back a bit, and so had Gill, that, you know, they weren't that keen to start. But I think the federal government was very keen for both the rugby league and AFL, which are so big across Australia, to start, to give the people something. So certainly the impact on society, and I think it was a positive. Let's be honest, I think the majority of society loved the fact that there was footy back. It was weird and it was odd, there was no crowd noise, all those sorts of things. But I think that people loved it actually being back, albeit only for 1 weekend.
Do you think potentially, we looked at the pictures of Bondi Beach and we've been really lambasted certain sectors of the population for not taking this seriously, even as recently as this morning, the Premier, Daniel Andrews, coming out saying we need to take this seriously, particularly that younger demographic. Do you think footy maybe lulled people into a false sense of security over the weekend?
Don't think so. I don't think so. The biggest challenge we've got here in Australia is because, what is it, 50, 60% of society, maybe more, won't really be affected by coronavirus in terms of personally from a health perspective. You know, you might have the cough, you might have a cold, but in terms of bad symptoms, they're not going to get it. So it's a bit like, you know, the care factor is not really there. So I think that has driven a lot of people, and the governments have had to step in. The AFL and the NRL is the least of their problems. Yeah, because they were probably more self-isolated or isolated than any other parts of the community.
Yeah, it's just sanitised. Football clubs have been, you know, they've been so well looked after in terms of the conditions they've been in, and the measures they've gone to.
Hence, we haven't got a positive test.
That's right.
But this is where perhaps our footballers can be the role models that we know they are. We were talking before, Nick, about the younger people and millennials and how we get the message through to them to stay at home.
Well, you had a good idea. What was your idea?
I think our footballers have a massive social media following. I was looking at some numbers before. Between Buddy Fife, Danger Pendles and Dusty, that's 1.2 million people that we can reach. Let's get our players posting videos of the boring things they're doing at home. Make us realise that, well, I'm bored cleaning out my sock drawer, so is Dusty Martin, and I'd really love to go and visit my sister, but Danger's at home playing with his kids. I think these guys have an amazing platform, and we always talk about them being wonderful role models. Let's use this power for good and set the example as community leaders, because 1.2 million people, they might not all listen, but if a few of those people decide, instead of going to Pilates or instead of going having a friend over for a play date as a, well, they're probably not play dates when you're 18, but having a mate over when you're 18 or having someone over for a beer just because the pubs aren't closed, we can get that message
through. Well, that's how a lot of that demographic communicate. They don't necessarily listen to a press conference from the Prime Minister or reading the paper. Right. So social media is how we communicate. So let's get that message out there. And it's not too boring sitting at home because you can tune in and you can Catch up on the footy news on Fox Footy.
Benny Brown did it today, which was really good.
That's good. It might sound a bit unsavoury, but, you know, well, people are struggling with their jobs and financially. But if the government, federal government's prepared to pay Scott Cam to run around and be an ambassador and he only turns up for one, or he only is required to do one function, why not pay some of these players? Pay him to do an Instagram post. Pay to get
no,
out there.
No, they should do it for free, Brownie.
Well, whatever it is, Sarah, I'm trying to be as pragmatic as possible. At the end of the day, we can't rely on that. If they want to get something done, maybe the AFL, maybe the government can get behind and push some things out there. Or get remember Corey Worthington? Oh. Remember the name Corey Worthington?
Yes.
Back in 2008, he organised one of the greatest backyard parties of all time. He had 30 people at a party and managed to get 500 people by putting it on Facebook. He had the greatest... It was almost one of the greatest crowdfunding parties of all time. So maybe we get Corey Worthington on the case.
Well, we have Toddy Goldstein on the line now via FaceTime, I believe. Todd, what do you think about the players and your role in this as community leaders? I mentioned before your teammate Ben Brown did a really good social media post earlier today showing all the boring things he's doing at home, spending time with family, obviously is the silver lining in all this. But what do you guys feel you can do to make a difference and get that message through to stay at home?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the more we can show just how normal that we can all live and what we can do at home, because, you know, I think 90% of us generally just self-isolate anyway. So we're normally in this sort of situation. So the more we can show other people that, you know, this is what we need to do and this is what society dictates that we need to do at the moment.
I can see the car seat in the back there, Goldie. What's harder at the moment? Is it being stuck at home with the kids, or is it completing a pre-season, if you had to compare the two?
I'm about to find out, actually. I'm just on the way to pick up my kids now. So the fun starts the next few days to try and entertain them. But no, look, I think we don't get to spend enough time with our families and stuff during the pre-season, the season. So I think that a lot of us are just actually enjoying just being able to spend time at home and jump in the pool and do some activity. I think we had Monopoly going over the weekend, which was a bit of fun, which I hadn't seen for a while.
What about the house party? I know you are a father, but are you just using that as cover for the go to the house party on Saturday night with your fellow teammates?
No, the young boys must have lost my number. I was well and truly at home and probably getting ready for bed when they were just starting. So, no, look, it's one of those things. I think probably the young blokes that, you know, want to go out and want to get on a drink and things like that, they're probably the ones that have to adjust their lifestyles. But, you know, that's where we're at, mate. We all have to adjust our lifestyles.
A bit easier for us boring parents to just absolutely stay at home. Yes. Toddy, what are you doing in terms of fitness? How are you going to keep match fit?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's the latest thing we've got to tackle. We're still working through that. I think we've only sort of found out exactly what the status quo is over the last 24 hours in terms of not being allowed to use the club facilities or train as a group and things like that. So, look, a few of us, we all ransacked the club gym yesterday before the bands came in and took as much stuff as we could. And I reckon the footy club will give us some programs that we can complete our own at home or at the Oval, or depending on where we get to with this isolation stuff. We've still got to be pretty flexible and pretty fluid in what we're going
to
do.
Are you allowed to train together, Toddy, or you got to stay away from your teammates as well?
No, well, I think as far as I'm aware that we all should be trying to stay away from each other as much as possible. So I think all the programs that have been developed and we're working through at the moment are all planning on us training on our own. And, you know, if it gets to a point where we can train in groups of two or three, we might do that. But I think most of the programs will be on our own.
So what did you manage to get, mate? What did you take home with you?
I'll be honest, I actually got a pretty good score. I actually got a spin bike. So I took one of our Watt bikes home and just a few weights, plates and things like that just enough to get me going to keep that fitness up.
My brother took home, I took home a Watt bike a few years ago and it's ended up in my brother's garage. So I'm not sure that training bike's going back to Arden Street, mate.
I can guarantee the club made sure they wrote down exactly which bike we took. So they will make sure they name and shame whoever doesn't bring it back.
Full
I can assure you of that.
Full inventory, I would assume.
Absolutely. Hey.